Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens councillors began their 2025-26 budget discussions with some money in the bank from the year before as they look to make life a little easier for people on lower incomes. Mayor Scott Christian said the region has a surplus in the $1 million range, but he said it's difficult to know for sure until finance staff crunch the final numbers. Last year, council began budget deliberations with a $650,000 surplus from 2023-24. Nova Scotia municipalities are not allowed to run an operating budget deficit. Councillors are following a different process this year. While the meetings are public, residents don't have access to draft budget documents as they did in last year's discussions.
I think in past years, there was a lot of emphasis of like kind of starting with a tax rate and then working down or whittling away at that, or as you add things, what are the tax rate implications? I think that this year what we wanted to focus on is funding the right things, identifying what are going to be appropriate things to include in the capital investment plan, and get that operating budget right, and then see where we are. But that was staff driven, that they thought that it's try to get it right, try to set the appropriate budget given what the needs of the community are, and then look at it on balance with revenue and see what the implications are for the ratepayer.
In their second public budget meeting earlier this week, councillors discussed boosting the low-income property tax exemption and helping the Queens County Food Bank with its rent. They also found out that the region has about $325,000 left over from the renovations to the new Thomas H. Rattle library space. Councillors had approved up to $1.26 million for that work. And revenue at Queens Place AmeriCenter is forecasted to be down this year because of less advertising and sponsorship and no major full facility rentals. The region expects to get $20.5 million in property tax revenue this year, an increase of $900,000 based on the current base tax rate. That increase is mostly due to higher property assessments, which rose by $86.9 million. Director of Corporate Services Joanne Vino took councillors through the region's preliminary operating budget. It was a chance for councillors to request changes, more information, or additional funding. Councillors want the low-income property tax exemption increased to give more relief, potentially, to more people. District 4 Councillor Vicky Amiro.
I would like to up the income level. I think we should up at 5,000 on each stage there, and up the rebate as well. I think it would be very helpful to our residents.
Last year, the region increased the maximum income threshold to $35,000. Those in the lowest income range can get a $400 break on their taxes, and those at the top threshold can apply for up to $300 in relief. Vino said she would report back to councillors on what relief the region could offer, depending on how much more money councillors devote to the program. District 3 councillor Courtney Wenzel said he wants council to have a serious look at the Mount Pleasant Water and Wastewater Extension. The region has budgeted $10.8 million toward the $21 million project. It would extend municipal water and sewer access to two new private housing developments in Liverpool. It would also improve existing infrastructure.
The extension to Mount Pleasant boggles my mind when we have so much infrastructure need, including sidewalks, but not just that, with the upgrades needed in water on the west side of town up till Union Street. I'm really having some reservations about the extension at all.
Christian said after the meeting, the councillors want to understand what exactly is involved in that project and potentially look for ways to lower the municipality's share of the cost.
This council is not okay with incurring a huge amount of debt that could potentially be paid for by the general ratepayer, or utilizing reserves that have been accumulated from the general ratepayer to pay for that service extension. And we currently don't have any federal monies that are committed to that project. I think that that's problematic. And I think that it invites in a really meaningful conversation for us to be having as council is, what is the plan with service extension? What impacts does that have on preparing us for future growth? What impacts does it have in attending to known and foreseeable issues associated with the existing infrastructure?
Councillors will resume budget talks on Tuesday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at Council Chambers on White Point Road. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.